This is the John Tesh Radio Show on Star 101.3.
KIOI.
San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. We'd all like a little more health, a little more happiness, and a lot less stress in our lives, and I'm here to help you with that. For the next hour, I have plenty of tips, facts, and expert advice that are bound to help your world run a little more smoothly. We refer to it as intelligence for your life, and you are listening to the John Tesh Radio Show. Coming up, ladies, I'm going to tell you how to look 6 years younger in seconds, and I'll share the technique of the proper handshake. It's crucial if you want to make a great first impression.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show.
Star 101.3. Hi, this is John Tesh, and you found the nighttime show that always brings you today's best music and interesting information you can use. The John Tesh Radio Show on Star 101.3, today's best music. Star 101.3, today's best music. Right here in my hand, I have a bit of intelligence for your health. I have the secret to the fountain of youth on the John Tesh Radio Show. It is, purely and simply, grapefruit. I'm not talking about drinking it or eating it. I'm talking about wearing it. According to the Associated Press, researchers at the Smell and Taste Institute in Chicago found that when women wear the scent of grapefruit, they appear about 6 years younger in the eyes of men. Just think, you're 40, he thinks you're 34 just because you smell like grapefruit. It doesn't work the other way around. When men wear the grapefruit fragrance, women don't think they look any younger because men are more influenced by smell. That's the reason. In a study, a group of middle-aged women were doused with several different scents to see how they would affect men. The fragrances included banana, spearmint, lavender, even broccoli. Now, none of those smells had any positive or negative effect on the men, except maybe to make them hungry. However, when the women wore grapefruit, the men judged them to be significantly younger than they really were. This is madness. According to lead researcher, neurobiologist Alan Hirsch, a lot of factors go into deciding how old somebody is. Usually, we look at how they're dressed, how they talk, the sound of their voice, color of their hair, among other things. But we also apparently factor in smell, too. So it seems that grapefruit truly is magical, the fountain of youth. It's great for your health. It helps you lose weight. And now this. The take-home lesson, ladies, you need to forget about the Botox and the plastic surgery, all that crazy stuff. If you really want to look younger, you need to smell like grapefruit.
Star 101.3, Six Flags Marine World, and the Reverend Don Blue want to give you a wedding. Planning to be married soon? We'll host your wedding for up to 50 people, a continental breakfast reception, and honeymoon in...
When the western moves upon the fields of body, you can tell the sun in his jealous sky.
This is the John Tesh Show on Star 101.3. Today's best music.
Anna Nalick on Star 101.3.
2 a.m. and she calls me cause I'm still awake. Can you help me unravel my latest mistake? I don't love this breathe. Just breathe.
Hey, it's John Tesh on Star 101.3.
Don't miss this stuff.
Coming up on the John Tesh Radio Show, if you want to make a good impression, you need to master the art of the handshake. Yes, there is an art to this. It's easy. I will tell you how in a moment.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Radio.
Hi, this is John Tesh. Now more great music and intelligence for your life on Star 101.3, today's best music. Information about anything you hear tonight, visit Tesh.com or drop us an email. This is the John Tesh Radio Show on Star 101.3, today's best music.
I know you think that I shouldn't still love you. I'll tell you that.
Don't you worry about a thing, baby. You know you got me by string, baby.
Star 101.3. I am here to tell you that you never get a second chance to make a first impression. You may have already known that, and it may sound like a cliche, but it's true. And along with that, a good handshake is crucial, especially in a professional setting. Experts tell us there's a connection between the qualities of a good handshake, strength, duration, eye contact, and grip, and a positive first impression. So here are some etiquette guidelines for you for the proper handshake. We got this from the book Business Etiquette for Dummies. It's appropriate to shake somebody's hand when you're renewing an acquaintance, meeting or greeting someone, concluding a transaction, or actually leaving an event. And in today's business world, say the experts, it's now generally expected for everybody to shake hands, women as well as men. According to Emily Post's book, The Etiquette Advantage in Business, women should shake hands with other women as well as men. And they shouldn't wait for the man to extend his hand first. And how tightly you grab speaks volumes about you. Listen, a limp hand will suggest you're hesitant or meek, while a bone-crunching squeeze can make you appear overly enthusiastic or domineering. A medium firm grip is the best choice, projecting confidence and authority. A double-handed shake is used to portray warmth, but you should skip it in a business environment since it can be seen as presumptuous or even insincere. And remember this, always look somebody straight in the eye when you shake their hand. Then, don't miss this, count to three before letting go. This shows poise, grace, and intelligence.
The more you listen, the more you know.
Star 101.